Brian Simon and his team of search and rescue volunteers left Scammon Bay around 10:30 Monday morning. Snow machining along the Black River, Simon scanned the white landscape for any minute detail like he's trained to do. 100 yards away on the highest snowdrift, he saw something he said was suspicious.
It didn't look normal. It didn't look like anything. Then as I got kind of closer, I seen movement. I couldn't believe my eyes.
He signaled the rest of his four-man team, and they approached what they would learn were the four missing boys from Nanam Ikwa.
Right away, I looked for that little infant. When I got kind of close to them, I thought I only seen one kid.
That's because Simon saw just one mass, all four children huddled together. They had dug a hole in the snow about a foot deep, 3 feet in diameter.
And the infant was in there, and then that boy laid over the infant, and on his left side, a little older boy covering the draft, and that seven-year-old was laying right above them like he was blocking the wind.
They were protecting the baby.
Simon's teammate Herschel Sundown, a former health aide, approached the scene and started assessing the children. The oldest had on a pair of sweatpants that had become soaked. One of the boys was missing gloves.
I won't get an exact detail out of respect for the boys, because they're, from what I hear, they're still in some critical condition. I'll just say it didn't look good.
They immediately got to work, slowly warming up the boys' bodies. They removed the boys' wet clothes and wrapped them in parkas the search members had been wearing.
One of the guys put a canvas tarp over us too, and we huddled with all of them, trying to give out some heat to them.
Sundown started peppering the boys with questions.
If they're able to feel us touching them.
They said they could feel?
They were able to respond.
During this time, the search team's leader radioed the Coast Guard.
And I want to say 15 minutes or less, we were able to hear a helicopter coming on its way.
The mission may have ended for the searchers, but for Christopher Johnson, age 14, Frank Johnson, age 8, Ethan Camille, age 7, and 2-year-old Trey Camille, the battle is not over. The Coast Guard transported the children to Bethel, where they're being treated for severe hypothermia at the Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation. Still, these are boys who have already defied the odds. For one, Sundown says their rescue was lucky. They were in an area other searchers had already passed through without seeing the children.
And this is just the angle that we came in. We were able to spot them. We didn't think we'd find them, but we did.
Plus, these are boys who survived over 24 hours outside, through the night, forming a human shelter for their 2-year-old brother to stay warm.
In all honesty, I don't know how they survived. The will to survive with these boys is amazing. I've never seen anything like that.
In addition to Scammon Bay, local groups from Nanam Ikwa, Alakanuk, Imonik, and Kotlik also participated in the search. Hooper Bay and Chivak were available on standby while the U.S. Coast Guard and National Guard provided assistance from the air. Alaska State Troopers coordinated the statewide effort that brought the four missing boys from Nanam Ikwa in from the cold. Reporting for KYUK in Bethel, I'm Greg Kim.